Amen. We got about 3 more minutes before we get started this evening. I'm going to read, go ahead and have on our recording, the scriptures for our fast. Romans 12 and 1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Isaiah 58, New Living Translation, just a few of those verses. No, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Matthew 6, verses 16 through 18, reading again from the New Living Translation. And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look visible and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face, then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Philippians 4 and 13 reads, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. This evening, our dear Heavenly Father, we first come telling you thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your steadfast and everlasting love. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us this day, the first day of a 21-day journey of fasting, repentance, and prayer, a time in which we could be intimate with you in our prayer closet, a time in which we could open your word and let your word immerse and transform our mind, transform our thinking, transform our living. We thank you, oh God, that we have had a joyous time. Lord, even those that may have had to go to the marketplace to work, yet and still they had a joyous time. A time, oh God, that they can reflect your character, the attributes of you, of being able to show compassion and concern for others, and yet be men and women of God. Men and women of God walking in integrity, walking in love, walking reflecting you. Lord, we thank you right now. Now, Lord, we ask right now, Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you will continue to give us what is needed as we press forward each day. We thank you, oh God, that you are giving many of us the spiritual clarity and the insight that is needed. You're giving us wisdom. You are unveiling and will unveil profound truth. Lord, we thank you for others. There's the breaking of the chains of oppression. I'm praising you and thanking you already. I'm praising and thanking you, oh God, for the guidance and direction that you are going to provide and you are providing. I thank you for the inner strength and the renewal that many of us desire.
I thank you for the opportunity to be able to intercede for others. And I thank you for that inner peace and that tranquility that you are giving to us. Lord, I thank you right now for resiliency. I thank you for perseverance, oh God. I thank you right now, even when we meet a challenge, whether it's physical or whether it's spiritual, oh God, you have already downloaded to us on how we need to proceed. You've already told us that there's no waters that we will come to that you would not bring us through. You've already told us that there's no rivers that we will come to that will overwhelm us. And you have already told us in your word right there in Isaiah 43:2 that there is nothing, no matter how intense it gets, the fiery furnace of trials and tribulations, that you would not bring us out and we will not even look nor smell the way that the fire tried to make us feel or make us look. But Lord, it's you that is bringing us, showing us, and putting us on display as your children. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we can brag on you. We can brag on you being the all-sufficient, almighty, all-knowing God. We can brag on it that you are our Heavenly Father. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen. Want to say good evening to all of you that are joining with us on this first check-in point of the 21-day journey that we are on. This journey in terms of our hunger for God, fasting, repentance, and prayer. I'm going to just do a quick check-in with those who desire to share today, just asking the question, were there any challenges to starting the fast on today? Were there any physical or spiritual challenges? Also, what is your feedback in terms of as you were reading the scriptures this morning that was provided to you, those spiritual reflections that we had on today, starting out in Matthew chapter 6, looking at seeking the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, and also as we went over into our evening session. I don't know about you all, but I've already started reading my evening session scriptures and meditating on those scriptures was Matthew 6:31-33, Proverbs 3:5-6, as well as Psalm 1 on today. So I'm going to open it up before we close out with an evening devotion. We will bring you an evening devotion for you as you prepare go to rest on this evening. But we just want to get a little bit of feedback from you in terms of it. So I'm not going to call anyone's name because it's up to you in terms of your sharing on tonight. But we certainly would love to get some feedback as to how did it go with you today as you looked at the scriptures for reflection. How did it go with you today in completing your assignment in terms of being able to write out what the reasons you have chosen to embark upon this 21-day journey? So I'm going to stop talking and allow you that opportunity to share on this evening. Anyone today? Anyone would like to share? How did it go today for you? This was day number one. We provided a guide for reading today, scriptures today. How did it go with you in terms of your time of devotion, your prayer time
interacting with others. Anyone desire to share tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, I'll tell you how it went for me today. I had an awesome time. Started early this morning in my prayer closet. Then I proceeded over to my discipleship classroom study on today. Had an awesome time in terms of the Word and reading the Word, as well as discussing the Word and immersing myself. Thereafter, I continued my reading. I continued my prayer time. Also interfaced with others on today. Had an opportunity to be able to share, to encourage someone in the Word on today, to provide them, especially looking at what we have been discussing in terms of many of the things that are being signed, we've seen in the White House being signed, but I wanted to encourage others today in terms of what is it that God is saying and what is it that God is saying about us and what he has promised us. So that's pretty much how my day went. I had a wonderful time in terms of the physical side of it. I did not drink as much water as I should have to stay hydrated, but I am going to work on that. But I certainly stayed spiritually hydrated on today, both in word and devotion, as well as in prayer. But this is just day number one, and there is much more that we can do along these lines. I did add an additional scripture for me on today. I added a scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, in which we're going to share a short devotion from this evening. So Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 5 was an additional scripture that I added. Also, today I am working on a devotion to do a teaching. I teach on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday morning I'm teaching. And tomorrow I'm going to be teaching on Psalm 19, starting with verse number 7, as it looks at the kingdom has laws and that they are perfect. So that's how I spent my day today, day one of fasting. I was just excited, especially about the scriptures that were given. When I looked at the evening scriptures, the first thing came to mind as well as the morning is setting priorities. How setting priorities? Who's going to be number one? And I will say this to my sisters and brothers this evening. When I saw that setting priorities and who's going to be number one, we know who's number one for us is our Heavenly Father. Seeking first his kingdom, seeking first his righteousness, and then as Proverbs say, trusting in the Lord with all of our hearts and submitting to him. And then lastly, when we looked at Psalm number one, the word that jumped out to me from there is being a fruit bearer and meditating on God's word both day and night. Hopefully, as you looked at the instructions in the guide, we asked you to please highlight, read those scriptures, read scriptures before as well as after to get the full effect of them. Circle the words that jump out to you from those scriptures and write your own devotionals or write the own thoughts, your own prayer points that comes from the reading of those scriptures. So anyone that desires to share before we go into our closing devotion for this evening, anyone? Any questions? Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby, anything this evening before we go into our devotion? Anybody on the line? Anything you would like to share as how day one was for you on today as we started our fast?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Today was a blessed day for me. I was able to really, really get in my word and meditate and just sit quiet. And so the Lord could speak to me and write down some things that I'm asking God for. And also, and you know, just being in the presence of God was a great day for me. I'm praying that everyone will stick with this and we will continue to go higher and higher and deeper in the word of God. This, it is just, I got to reading and I couldn't stop. I didn't just read the verses I was supposed to read. I just kept reading. It was just like, wow. And I'm asking God to, you know, not only let me read the scripture, but let me apply it to my everyday life. Let me do what the word says. I'm asking him to take full control of my life. So that's where I am.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else? The readings, the sharing, the time of being alone with God today in a quiet place, being able to reflect on the scriptures, but as you just said, becoming doers of the word. Anyone else?
The problem I had was I normally do yogurt every morning with my medicine, and since that's a dairy product, I had to make up and find something to eat, and I had to go to the store and buy fruit, and I'm not really a heavy fruit lover, but I did buy some fruit to replace the yogurt, so now I've got to get Jalen over here to eat up the yogurt, but so that was it's just a matter of used to eating yogurt every morning. It's because I get up with the 5 o'clock prayer line, and and I have to have something on my stomach when I take my medicine, and that's when I take my medicine. So that was what I had to do: go to the store and buy fruit to substitute for the yogurt.
Okay. All right. Good. Good, and I think as we move forward, one of the things that I suggest is, and we talked about this during each of our prep days, is the preparation that is necessary in both from a physical, a pantry perspective, as well as a spiritual perspective. And that's a good comment, Sister Brenda, in that in terms of the change we need to make and how, and moving forward, how we can better plan our meals so that we are not having to go grab something or expend additional dollars in terms of getting ready. So that's very good. So, you know, making a good note of that in terms of saying, okay, when I get ready to go to the store, I'm going to make sure I have a list. I have we already have the list of food items that we can certainly just over enjoy and indulge in. And so using that list in terms of shopping, in terms of purchases, truly makes a difference. That's a good point. And I know you're not the only one. I am a yogurt eater as well, and I had to go ahead and make that switch and make that change as well, and made it early. Very good. Anyone else tonight? That's good.
Bread. Does this mean any bread, wheat bread, or I know it's
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. When you look at that list, do you have a copy of the guide?
Yeah, I've got the guide.
Okay. If you go to the page that's there that speaks to, and give them a minute, I'm going to get there while someone else is prepared to come and share tonight. And this is very good because it brings a little bit more in terms of clarity. Let me get to the page. Okay. If you go to page, I would really start at page 4 as it gives us tips to prepare for the Daniel fast. And go all the way over to page number, page number 8. And it gives you, right, it lays out to you, or lays out for all of us, those items that we see as a part of the Daniel fast food list. It's pretty much laid out there. Any other questions? That sounds like everybody's doing great, doing well. Amen. Sister Brenda, the answer to your question is at the bottom and the top, bottom of page 7 and the top of page 8, okay? The bottom of page 7 and the top of page 8. Any other questions? Okay. If there are no other questions or comments tonight, I want to close us out this evening, our first day of the fast, with this scripture. Coming from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, and it reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord, thou God, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." As we look at this scripture, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 5, to love God with all one's heart is to prioritize him above all personal ambition and desires. To love God with one's soul means aligning every thought and action with his will. To love God with all one's might involves dedicating all physical capabilities and possessions to his service. And that is what we are aligned to during this time and during this journey that we are on. We are aligned to dedicating ourselves totally to God, our heart, which is to love him, to prioritize him above all else, all other things, to align our thoughts and our actions with his will. And yes, to love God with all one's might, dedicating all physical capabilities and possessions to his service. So what does loving God fully today mean? Loving God with all our heart, our soul, and might requires engaging in regular prayer and worship to cultivate a deeper relationship with God. And let me say this tonight. Worship is aligning to the way, the will, and the word of God. Worship is walking in obedience. So we, as disciples, sons, and daughters of God, we are to love God with all our heart, soul, and might. We are to love him as we go into prayer and go into worship, as we go into our prayer closet, as we close the door of distractions and interruptions. Yes, how else can we love God? Not only through prayer and worship, but through scripture study, scripture reading, immersing ourselves in the word of God, the constitution of the word, the Bible, to understand God's character and understand God's commands. How else do we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind as we journey on these 21 days? Living a life that reflects God's holiness and God's righteousness. Yes, holy living. The living that aligns to the word of God. The living that says, love your enemies. The living that says, pray for those who persecute you. the living that speaks to us about forgiving others who have hurt and harmed us. The living that speaks to us about clothing the naked. The living that speaks to us about feeding those that are hungry. The living that speaks to us about visiting those that are sick, those that are incarcerated, those that are behind prison walls. And I want us to know tonight, every person that is in prison is not in jail. They're not at the LEC. They are not at the Jackson State Prison. But many of them are walking amongst us. If we're going to love God fully tonight, today, on this journey, and even the more, we have to reflect his holiness. We have to reflect his righteousness. We have to do what the word of God calls us to do. Colossians 3 speaks to us that we are to be clothed with compassion, that we are to be clothed with tenderness and kindness. Yes, if we are going to reflect God's holiness and God's righteousness, we are different from the world, and our response cannot be like the world. Here's the other thing loving God with all our heart, soul, and might requires. It requires using our talents, using our time, using our gifts, using our resources to serve others, embodying the love of Christ. On this fast, many of us have to still go to work, go to the marketplace. We still have to go to the store, to the doctors. And as we go, we should be reflective of who God is. We should use our talents. We should use our gifts. We should use our time. We should use our resources to serve others. This is not about me, my three, my four, and no more. Yes, if we're going to truly love God with all of our heart and soul and might, it comes through service. And lastly, participating in a faith community to support and be supported in the journey of faith. Each of us on this line will need each other as we go through this 21-day journey, because there will be challenges that will come, trials that will come, storms that will come, and we need one another. I need Sister Geraldine to pray for me. I need the intercessory prayer ministry to pray for me. We will need one another, because I will say this, I want to draw closer to the Lord. And that means dropping many of the other things that we may have been doing. This may have been doing this. We will become more focused as we align ourselves to the way, the will, and the word of God. God will speak to us as to what is best. Not what is good, but what is best. What needs to be done. Yes, God wants us on this journey to carry out the mandate of Matthew 28:19-20 as kingdom citizens in the earth realm. We have a role and responsibility in the midst of this fast. And if we are to find favor in God's eyes, it is about aligning one's life with his purposes and with his commands. What does this mean then? It means obedience. Following God's command with a willing heart. And that's going to be so important as we go through this fast. A willing heart. Faithfulness is going to be important as we continue through this fast. Remaining steadfast in faith.
Faith for me is forsaking all. I trust him. Even during the trials, even during the challenges, humility is going to be important for us to find favor in God's eyes. Humility, acknowledging one's dependence, acknowledging my dependence on God and seeking his guidance. Many of us on this line will have some decisions we are going to have to make. And I will say to each of you, as I say to myself, Lord, I don't know which way to go. But I know if I ask you for wisdom, if I ask you for understanding, if I ask you for knowledge, you will give it to me. He will give us clarity. He will give us clarity of mind on this journey. He will give us the wisdom that's necessary. He will order our steps. And lastly, and if we are to find favor in God's eyes, yes, it's about aligning our life with his purposes and his commands, but it's also reflecting God's love through acts of kindness and mercy. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to be able to come together as children of God. We thank you for the opportunity to draw closer to you. We, oh God, humble ourselves before you. And we ask that you would have your way in this time of consecration. Have your way, Lord. Speak to us. Provide to us what is needed and necessary in carrying out the ministry you have called us to. You said to us, if God be for us, who can be against us? You have said to us that we are to use the gifts that you have given us so that we can serve you. We thank you today that we were able to serve. We thank you today that we were able to pray for others. We thank you today for us being able to come into that place with you of intimacy. Now, Lord, continue to be with your children. Continue to give us that inner strength and that inner peace. Continue to give us the intimacy that we so desire from you. Continue, oh God, breaking the chains of oppression. Continue giving us what we need to overcome temptation. Continue to give us, oh God, that spiritual clarity, that insight. Continue to give us a pure heart and a clean heart. And continue, oh God, to give us the resiliency and the perseverance as we move forward. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Good night. Amen. Look forward to day two on tomorrow. Day two on tomorrow. Look at those scriptures tonight if you like. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.